Yo, Maddie, what's up, dude?
Dude, that was a great intro. I wasn't expecting that.
Shit.
I'm good.
What podcast is this? I star in like 15 other podcasts.
Yeah, you're so popular.
No, I'm kidding.
It's really hard to book you.
What's up, everybody? This is Rod, also known as FXDB_Rod on the socials.
And I'm Matt, owner of operator of Rebel Reaper Clothing Company. So chances are you follow the page, either me or Roddy, and you know about this podcast. So
yeah, doggy.
You could be doing anything in the world. You could be jacking off, walking off your fucking dog.
Hold on. I could be jacking off right now?
Yeah, but these people
are
listening
to
us.
Fuck this. I'm going to jack
off.
Well,
there goes Roddy. So okay. He's gone. I'm doing this one solo.
Put a little inspiration out there for my special lady. You know who you are.
Dude, we're already 1 minute in, and I wonder if people are still going to listen to this shit.
Just fucking dumb shit. All right, guys, just quick update. Wanted to let everyone know we got somewhat professional with this shit since we're actually sticking to her this time. So we have a new Instagram. If everyone could do us a huge... What are you doing? A huge favor on Instagram. Go follow us at RRCC Podcast, all right? And then, obviously, just like last time, if you have any questions, concerns, comments, if you want to send us dick pics and call us faggots and all that fun shit, that's fucking rad.
I prefer that without the dick pics. But you're the moderator of that page, so...
Right, but, like, I've got the thickest skin in the world. I don't care. I've been to Reddit.com.
Yeah, we don't mind, man.
I know how the internet works.
I wish someone would talk shit because we're like the worst people that would not take any offense.
Yeah.
We'd be like, bro, your life probably sucks.
Yeah.
So.
You could literally call me anything in the world. I wouldn't give a fuck. Anyhow, so yeah, do us a favor. Follow that Instagram page again. That's at RRCC Podcast. And then that email address that if you have anything that you want to say that you want us to read out loud, we'll do that. Or we can keep it anonymous. It's up to you. But yeah, that email address is rrccpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, and if you leave it in there and you want us to shout you out, we're willing to give you a shout out on the page too and on the podcast. We really want this to be as organic as possible, guys. So if you don't mind giving us a follow, subscribe to the podcast. And we only ask, you know, we don't ask for money on this shit. It's a lot of our time and energy taken out of our day to actually do this, to bring you guys solid content, something positive, fun, real, and all that we ask is you guys tell your friends about it. Literally, that's it.
Yeah,
we don't ask for anything.
I could give a fuck less if you follow my personal Instagram account. I don't care about that. But what I do want to do is our biggest thing is community. We're two dudes who are a lot alike, and we want to like learn of and hang out with and get to know our community. We want people who are like us to hear us. We want people who are like us to come hang out with us. So if you're in the area, come to the fucking shop. All that information is on the new Instagram. So hit that up. Please give it a follow. We really appreciate it, guys. Matt, I just wanted to tell you.
Wait, we got to get a word to our sponsors.
We don't
have fucking sponsors.
We don't fucking have any because we don't need them.
We don't need them.
Not right now, anyhow.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
That'd be rad. What if your favorite band of all time was like, yo, shout us out. We'll send you $5. I'd do it for $5.
It depends.
Just because they're my favorite band.
It depends on how good of a band they are.
No, I'm literally
saying.
How hard
are their breakdowns? I need to know.
Their breakdowns are like.
Melt your face off? Or are they like.
No, that's a solo.
Are they like shuffling your shoulders like what I'm doing right now?
Okay. Their breakdowns are like 2014 A Day to Remember breakdowns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, fuck that. No, fuck that. 2010 A Day to Remember breakdowns.
Oh, okay.
The heavier
those
shit.
Those are good. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The heavier shit.
Okay,
Yeah.
Those are
and
good.
That's like I feel so embarrassed when I say A Day to Remember that I actually like them. But yes, I do. And I like Nickelback too. No, I'm kidding. but yeah.
I definitely don't like A Day to Remember. I'm sorry.
I don't know why. Like, why you gotta be a hater?
It just got really morbid in the room all of a sudden.
Anyhow, back to what I was gonna say before I was rudely interrupted by our sponsors that don't exist. dude, I took a fat shit in your office.
In my office, yeah, I know you did. I'm glad you left the fan on.
I just want everyone to know that is a comfortable ass throne to sit on, my glad. Friend.
That's you know, sometimes like people wonder like how I have so much time to answer these DMs and messages I get, fucking emails. Guess what, dude? I come straight into there. I turn on my computer while that's booting. Your boy is actually in there trying to take a shit. And guess what? 30% of the time, if you get a DM from me, I'm probably on the shitter.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time I actually have time to sit down and do it.
Without any fucking hand sanitizer after either words. That's how real G's do it, all right? Oh, hell yeah.
I appreciate that.
Dude, I was... So on the way over here, I was listening to some, like, old just West Coast golden era hip-hop.
Yes.
Man, they don't make them like they used to anymore. It just... It bums me out.
Well, what kind of hip-hop are we talking about?
Oh, like Eazy-E and just, like, the golden era. The good shit. The shit that everyone already knows. Like, I'm not introducing any new shit to anybody. These are, like, N.W.A., you know, just shit like that. Some old-school Snoop. This is good stuff. It just, they don't make them like that anymore, and it bums me out.
They really don't
know.
So my favorite old-school rappers, I'd say my number one that gets me going, and I know all the lyrics, and I'm, like, super hyped up, is Gangstar.
Oh, hell so yeah.
Gangstar and Premier. Absolutely. Yeah. R.I.P., dude. Absolutely. I love him.
Oh.
I still bump his shit all the time.
Dude, I think he was on Rogan one time.
Really?
Yeah.
This must have been a long time
ago. I could be wrong. Someone's listening to this and be like, you're a fucking retard. He died before Rogan even started. I can't even remember, but I could have sworn he was. Or maybe they just talk about him every once in a while. But, yeah, dude, I got a new tattoo this week.
Really? What was it? Oh, you showed me.
Yeah.
Car before the horse.
Yeah.
I like
it. So, those of you who don't know me, which is fucking all of you.
I wouldn't have guessed what it was unless you told me. to be honest with you.
It's one of those tattoos. It's one of those tattoos that makes zero sense until you hear the story. Yeah. Then you're like, yo, that's actually pretty funny or pretty cool. So, to test that theory, here's the story. At my job, I'm a metal fabricator. I make shit out of metal all day, every day. And I have a tendency to put the cart before the horse because I get really excited and I start to do something. And halfway through it, I realize that I jumped a couple of steps and I need to slow the fuck down and just, like, focus, right? I get super excited and just I put the cart before the horse. So my buddy that I work with was like, yo, I made this for you. And it's this giant cardboard cutout. And it reads like a stamp up at the top. It's got a top rocker that says the world famous. And then it's got a bottom rocker that says Hot Rod Express. And then right in the middle, there's a cart before the there's a cart and a horse. Mm. So it's the cart before the horse. And I laughed so fucking hard at that. And
you
I
made
was
that
like,
for you?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Like, it was just, it was a very crude drawing.
Yeah.
You know, it took him like 10 seconds while I was taking a shit at work, right? And I laughed so hard that I was like, I need this tattooed on my body somewhere.
And
like,
I got it tattooed on the inside or outside of your calf.
Yeah, I got it tattooed super on nice. The outside of my leg.
It looks pretty cool, man.
Yeah, I really dig it. The guy I work with, he's also a tattoo artist. So,
for those that don't know what we look like, which is really hard to describe over a podcast.
No, fuck that. That's cheesy.
Tattoos
that's
all over us and shit like that. Roddy got his hands done, which... fucking motivating me to get my hands done, but in essence, you know, Roddy's a little bit more hardcore. I should say,
dude, I'm so hardcore.
He's so fucking HXC,
fucking hardcore, brother. No, I've always hated the fact that when you get sleeves and then you don't have your hands done. I just hate the way it looks. Like, it's a hard cutoff.
Well, this is that's my issue. Like, you can see where mine's cut off.
Yeah, like, you might as well have a line right there.
I don't know how Jay's going to really... Well, this one would be fine.
Oh, they can do it. They can do it, really.
Gangster sprinkles.
So, see how mine has the clouds that come up, the smoke?
Oh,
They'll do that on that one.
Oh, to morph it into?
And it'll blend right into that.
Cool. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I mean, the guy's nothing but fucking talent.
Because your wrists suck.
Here's a shout-out. Shout-out to Jay Espinoza, my best friend. I married him and his lady together back in the day. They have a lovely new baby. Love them all to death. Love that whole family. Shout-out to Jay Espinoza. If you live in the Valley and you want to get tattooed, hit that motherfucker up. I can't remember his. I think it's Jay... 13 Espinoza, on Instagram. Hit that dude up. He's very, very talented.
Very precise, especially with traditional tattoo art.
That's his go-to.
Probably the fucking... He's my tattoo artist too, guys, so...
I believe the word is the trillist.
The trillist.
The trillist.
Is that what the kids say these days?
With the T at the... That's what the kids were saying when I was in school.
I'm getting old.
So, I'm not sure. Maybe it's... what's that... The littest.
Oh, okay.
Is that a thing still?
I guess. I don't know. Like, oh, I can't keep up TikTok
these days. I know. He slaps. That's what it is. He slaps. Oh,
slaps.
That, I heard that the other day.
I've heard a kid say that.
And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And the neighbor girl next door, she's a little like 8-year-old girl, she was like, slaps, it means it's really, really cool, really, really good. And I'm like,
that beat slaps. Oh. You know, I've heard that.
Yeah, it slaps. Okay. So J. Espinoza's tattoos, they fucking slap, bro.
Yeah. So anyone that's like 18 and younger, when you hear that slaps, then you'll know exactly what we're saying. Yeah. We're trying to relate to you right now.
Oh, for sure.
Because when we grew up, it was cool, dope, rad. That was it.
Super sick and gnarly, bro. Yeah. But for those of you who are our actual demographic, which we just checked, is right in our wheelhouse. Dude, like people our age. It's super rad.
Which is cool. Because the podcast tells us who your gender is, and it tells us your age. It tells us like where you're from. I think 80% of us is United States.
I like the fact that we can know all that information. That way we can kind of, we know who we're geared towards. But at the same time, I put my tinfoil hat on. I'm like, fuck the government. They shouldn't know that shit. Like, you know, I get all defensive about it. So if that's you,
All over the world. It's like Germany.
Listeners in Germany. That's crazy.
And Sweden and like all these other countries.
How do you say hi in German? I want to say hi to you right now. You.
Wiener Schnitzel.
No.
Dude, I don't know.
That's a big old hog. Got your hog out there.
A Wiener Schnitzel.
I know nine is no. I don't fucking know German.
How much time we got right now? We got to cut this episode a little bit shorter than usual, so.
Yeah, this is going to be a shorty, just to welcome all the old, listeners back. I know we kind of already did that with our first one, but we just wanted to record this and...
So we want you guys to know that in this podcast, while you guys are listening, we're actually going to be having guests that are on here, friends of ours in the industry. Either they've been related to us throughout the journey of Rebel Reaper Clothing Company or people that we've met, people we personally know. A lot of it's actually going to be recorded through the app that which we use, and they're going to be recorded. So some of them might be in person if they come and visit us here at the Rebel Reaper Warehouse. We know a lot of people that are local, especially, you know, we've met a lot of friends in the industry, man. People that are very, very talented that should be recognized for their talent. So that's why we want them on here.
Yeah, basically, if they have anything to do with tattoos, guns, motors of any kind, whether it be cars or bikes or fuck it, little RC cars, that's cool too. But like
professional painters.
Like artists. Yes. You know, the shit that we're into. The shit you guys already know this shit. So
yeah. Chances are the people that you follow already.
Yeah.
But you might not know about their backstory. You might not know about their brand. You might not know what they are about. That's the whole point of this podcast.
We fuck with these people and we want their story out there. We want them to be, we want all of our listeners to know how cool they are also.
Well,
if you don't know them.
Like a lot of our friends over at the Fast Life podcast, Jace, they're based out in Texas. So some of you guys that are not familiar with them, you should go definitely subscribe. So huge shout out to them. And Jace actually came down here last October to Arizona and he sat down with me. We got to know each other a little bit and talk about our podcast. And he did a full, I think, hour and a half.
Yeah. Hi, Jace. What's up, dude? We said hi to each other. We didn't meet in person, but we said hi over the phone, I think. But Matt said you were super fucking rad and a really cool dude. So that's awesome. Did he come to the...
He came in person, dude, to my house.
Okay, he didn't come to the grand opening?
No. That, by the way, the grand opening was insane. I'm surprised no one got arrested that day. That was crazy.
Gino almost fucking killed himself.
Yeah, Gino was here just the other day.
Was he? Shout out to Gino. No.
You're talking about there was another dude. I forgot his name. The guy that wheelied through the four-way intersection on the busy street.
Yeah, and almost got killed.
No, that wasn't Gino. That was someone else.
I thought that was Gino.
No, it definitely was not, dude. I forgot the guy's name, but...
You're telling me for 3.5 years I thought Gino was the biggest idiot in the world?
No, it wasn't him.
Oh, man. Okay, thank God.
Yeah, it was someone else, dude, that's... I forget his name, man.
Well, it would have sucked either way, but it would have sucked more if it was Gino when he got hit, because I like Gino. Gino's a cool dude.
Yeah.
So I hope you guys are ready. We're back. We're not going anywhere this time. I got my shit together. Matt clearly never had to get his shit together. He's always been together. But
too kind.
We're back. We're going to make this as entertaining as possible for you guys. I hope you guys enjoy it.
We're going to try recording episodes in advance too, so we'll have plenty of content that's ready to go, and we're trying to make this as consistent as possible. So if you don't get something weekly, it'll definitely be bi-weekly, but we'll try our best to try to keep this going as long as possible. If you guys are ever out in Arizona, you're welcome to come by. If you have a company, we're always huge about supporting small business, especially, you know, companies that have been supporting us. So you guys will see a lot of that coming up too.
Just don't ask for free shit, motherfucker.
Yeah. Well, unless it's offered. then.
No, if you want to trade, hell yeah. We're all about trades.
Yep. And we've actually, believe it or not, we've been offered before the podcast ended. We found out that we had like 3 or 4 or 5 different sponsors that were wanting to pay us to shout them out on this podcast, which, guys, you got to understand, this is not about monetary
money. I feel like they understand that because we've talked about it like 3 times already.
We used to mention it multiple times on the old podcast when we recorded it, but I'm just saying, like, people don't understand how much energy and effort goes into doing this shit. So, again, subscribe. Let us know what you guys want to hear about. We'll answer all your questions. We're going to do like a Q&A.
Yeah, we're going to do a little, my favorite part is the advice. Like, if someone wants some advice or they have something going on in their life, I promise you, outside of being raped or molested, thank God, and if you've gone through that, that's fucking awful. Fucking reach out. If you need to talk to someone, fucking hit us up with a note or an email. Dude, that's horrible. But
we'll help you
out. Outside of those horrific things, I've been through just about anything. So hit us up at that email address if you need some advice. Like, I'd love to give it to you.
Or same with apparel too. I get shit ton of, honestly, man, I feel so bad. I get so many messages from people that are like, well, how do you start a clothing brand? What do you think about these t-shirts? And it's like, dude, my opinion on clothing might be completely different than yours. So what I say is good, you might feel it and you're like, this sucks. Yeah. So it's really hard to say, and usually I don't answer, but it's so much easier on here.
Yeah. So, like, I think Gucci shirts look stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
But I'll rock the hell out of Rebel Reaper every day.
Oh, I appreciate that. I think
they
look
cool. There's different styles, you know.
Well, I think our like mindsets have changed too over the last 2 years. Like, I think, remember,
mine's just gotten more positive and open.
Yeah, me too. And it's been a little bit more I've been laser focused on what I want out of my life, and
it's
been paying off. So it's kind of, we have relevant advice to give. Are we saying we know everything? Fuck no. But
right.
I feel like we've grown a lot more than what we've had over the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Which is the whole point of growing.
Well, that dude, I turned 30 the other day. I fucking turned 30. Yeah, can you believe that shit?
Thanks, asshole, for telling me fucking birthday. Jesus Christ.
I'm 30 years.
What'd you do for your birthday?
Nothing. It's fucking, nobody's, everyone's a fucking pussy and won't come out.
Well, no one can do anything either way.
Yeah, nothing's open. Like, all the fun shit that I wanted.
I owe you a cigar then.
Yeah,
I'm gonna buy you a nice one.
Fucking asshole. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, forget about it.
No, just get me that same one that I don't like expensive cigars if I don't like the way they taste.
Did you like the one that I got?
Not really.
What was the name of it? I'm gonna look it up right now.
Just get me the Java Mint from the Drew Estates line.
Okay, so the Java Mint's really good.
Yeah. If you like cigars, listen to this podcast.
So I had the Placencia. That's close to the Placenta. It's Placencia, the 146 Kosecha?
Dude, it looks Russian to me.
I don't know, man, but
that looks Russian as
well. It was a quick smoke, and it was very harsh.
Yeah.
But for a $20 cigar, it was
really good.
Decent good. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's good. I quit smoking.
Oh, that's
I don't know
good.
If you knew that.
Yeah, we don't smoke a lot, guys. It's just cigars is kind of.
No, but like, I was a smoker for 15 years, like smoking cigarettes for 15 years.
But you
years.
Quit just cold turkey.
Right? No, not right away. I was able to get it down to a half a pack a day. And then, believe it or not, I'm one of those choo-choo train faggot motherfuckers now. I have a vape.
So do I. I'm sitting right... We're both sitting next to him.
But the thing is, like, I used to think it was super gay and, like, super lame and all that shit.
You puffing fat clouds, bro?
But just ripping the fatty clouds, bro. But... It's actually helped me get off of cigarettes, and I never even want cigarettes anymore, which is super awesome. I'm really thankful for that.
Well,
and
then you don't smell like a fucking cigar bag, dude.
I hate the smell of them.
Your hands smell like shit.
I hate the smell of them.
You try to take a bite out of your burger, and you're eating half of a, like, the smell.
Yeah.
It's gross.
It sucked, and I didn't realize how bad I smelled all the time until I quit smoking cigarettes. But that's the thing, dude. If you still smoke, still come and say hi. I'm not going to discriminate just because you smoke cigarettes.
Yeah. Like, we're not hating on We're just saying for our personal lives.
I have 15 fucking years under my belt. I have nowhere to talk. Yeah, so I quit smoking, and it was my birthday. Those are my two biggest, like, things that have happened.
Well, good for you, dude. So, proud of you, man.
Yeah, that's rad.
Well, I know you definitely don't with the alcohol, too, which is really
Oh, I've been really sober good. For, what year is it, 2020?
Yeah.
12 years on the dot? What's my tattoo say?
The 18th? Yeah.
On the 18th of this month, I'll be sober 12 years straight.
That's Lindsay's birthday.
Really?
Isn't that crazy? Holy shit.
My sobriety date is her birthday.
How trippy is that? Yeah.
We should have a fucking party.
Dude, it's meant to be.
Dude, I'm going to bring so much booze.
You're like, okay. Hey, I'm celebrating my sobriety by bringing you alcohol for
I'm
your birthday.
I'm just going to rip a fat fucking, like a fucking fifth of, goddamn, see, I forgot what I used to drink. The Irish whiskey, the Jameson.
Oh, yeah.
JMO. God, I still love smelling it, though, sometimes.
Yeah.
Whenever there's a bottle of JMO around, I'm just like, can I just smell that,
please? Disgusting. That's what her choice of drinking is.
Is it? So, oh, I used to love it.
She'd probably like it, though.
Used to have a bottle of that shit in the back pocket all the time.
Well, the thing is, dude, when you get older, I don't necessarily drink as much as I used to. I just, because, you know what I mean? Like, I can't just fucking wake up and I got hundreds of orders to do and I'm hungover.
They're empty calories, Matthew.
Yeah. But that's not it. The hangover is just not fun.
I've never asked you this before. Is your Christian name Matthew?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never even thought
so,
about
like,
that.
So, like, you should, like,
are you
know,
a junior?
Bow down to me. And,
are you a junior or a third or anything?
No, I'm the first.
Okay. I don't know.
The first.
Like, my real name is Roderick.
So, yeah, I don't know. If you had a kid, though, would you name your kid after your name?
Okay, so when I was younger,
I
used to fucking hate my real name. Used to hate it. It was super lame. It, like, I got made fun of in school.
Roderick.
Because it was different, so kids make fun of it. Yeah. That's what kids do.
Yeah.
They make fun of different shit, right? But when I think I was, like, maybe 20 or 21 when I realized I had a super cool-ass name. Like, that's not a very common name, especially around here, you know?
Yeah,
and, yeah, dude, now I fucking love it. Would I name my kid that? I don't know.
Stick to Steve.
Dude,
Steve
we have
Bob.
When me and Chach do have a baby, we came up with a girl name. We just haven't agreed on a boy name yet.
What's that?
Well, the girl name would be Ivy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
But the boy name, I don't know. She likes really stupid, like, hipster names, and I'm like, you're fucking stupid. Those are dumb names. Like, yeah. I hate them all. Like, she wants Rourke and Porter.
Oh,
and shit
God,
like that.
No.
And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing to my child?
Yeah.
Like, fuck. What is
mine,
this?
I think mine would just, you know, something.
That's a cigar wrapper. That was in my pocket.
Yeah, I had a receipt for some magazines I got from my AR earlier today.
Okay.
The things you'll find in your pocket, right?
Right.
If I named a kid, okay, something like modest, something like realistic, that if you walked up to someone and then the teacher called out his name, right? So I would name him Badass Motherfucker. That's something I think is pretty realistic, right? You know?
Hell yeah.
Alexis, here. Badass Motherfucker, here. You know, like, I think that would be pretty reasonable.
Yeah, you should definitely name your child Badass Motherfucker.
Banff, for short.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a nickname, his
you
name
should
would be
100,
Banff.
You should 100% do that.
Okay.
You should never not do that.
On the birth certificate? No, that's my real name.
I think that might be the best idea you've ever had. You know what? Scrap the whole clothing line and just stick to naming children.
Just...
I think that's your calling. I think that's what you should do for a profession. You should make people pay you to do it.
I think so. I'm going to start a page. Do you need help naming your kid? The Chosen One.
Yeah.
Badass Motherfucker. Right.
Oh, dude.
Rad as shit.
Oh, rad as shit. Hell yeah. Dude, speaking of rad as shit, when I got here this morning, I called you and I was like, yo, where the fuck are you? I really have to pee. You got to let me in.
Yeah.
And, Yeah, you didn't get here in time, bro.
And you pissed in my bush. I appreciate it.
Matt rolled up, and I could see him through his windshield just laughing.
I'm just smiling and laughing. I'm like, you asshole, I know what you did.
And I'm peeing all over the bush. Like, I had to pee so fucking bad.
Your fucking shrimp tater tot hanging out, fucking pissing all over my fucking...
2 inches of rock hard goodness.
That's all our girls need.
That's all they ever ask for.
They don't care. They'll fantasize about the fucking 10-inch longs and shit. But we all know they want that 2-inch.
They want the 2-inch. The baby carrot. Dude.
Beef of meat.
That's what it's all about. But yeah, dude, like, I really miss pissing in public. Like, it made me want to do it more.
It sounds like you would actually get a charge, which you don't
want. Well, see, that's the thing is I'm not saying I want to do it in front of people. I just miss the I'm just lucky enough that I'm a dude and I can just whip it out pretty much anywhere if I really have to be.
Well, like the days when you would party and you would be like coming back home or something like that and you just ask your friend, hey, pull over, I need a piss, makes it super easy.
Yeah.
If you're a girl.
I'm 30 now though. Like, I haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
You're actually a responsible human fucking being.
Yeah, I have indoor plumbing almost everywhere I go.
Things have changed.
Didn't used to be like that in the land of the old rod.
You have a home now. You have your own throne at home where you can.
Yeah, I bought a house.
That's awesome.
Like, you guys wonder, like, why'd the podcast end? Dude, I had to get my shit together. I fucking bought a goddamn house.
And you did it.
That's why.
Yeah.
Which is a huge
achievement, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, you should definitely be proud of that.
I am. And it's a nice little area. Like, dude, you know what I can't stand is that America isn't like the, streets of America aren't as, the streets, yo! No, the streets of neighborhoods aren't as, like, friendly as they used to be. Like, when we were kids, we'd play outside, right?
Yeah.
Kids don't do that these days.
No.
Dude, my block.
Well, there's a pandemic going on, too.
No, before the pandemic, even. Like,
I don't hang around with kids.
Other than
kiddo.
We're literally, like, the only family on the block that doesn't have a kid.
Yeah.
All those little shits are outside all the time playing with each other. And it made me so happy, because I was like, hell yeah, that means, because that's what I want to do with my kid when I have one is let him play outside. That shows me that my neighbors think like I do.
Yeah.
You know, they think,
oh, that's true. Yeah.
Let him play outside. Streetlights come on. It's time to go in, you know, shit like that. Like, they give their kids a little bit of freedom. They trust them not to be shitheads, and they don't just give them a fucking iPad to play on for hours at a time.
Yeah. That sucks.
They make them go outside and play basketball in 115 degree weather. And I love it.
Like, which is like pretty rare to actually see some kids actually playing outside these days. So I see where you're coming from.
Like, I don't remember doing it when I was younger, but this little kid was out there in 115 degree weather with the sun beating down in a fucking hoodie. And I was like, was I that crazy when I was younger? Did I ever do that?
Probably, but you had a lot more energy back then. You probably didn't even care that probably you were sweating your dick off. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. But yeah, it just makes me happy that all my neighbors are super cool. They're really dope ass people. So.
You know, I just realized on your t-shirt, is that the kid from?
Yes.
What's the movie? I'm trying to think.
You have it in you. I know you do.
It's not The Little Rascals.
It's literally the most classic movie of all time. Oh,
fuck, dude. Lindsay's going to punch me in the dick for forgetting.
I'll punch you in the dick if you don't get it.
It was the one where all the kids were playing baseball.
Yes.
Okay.
You're almost there.
Dude, I'm like, give me a bone here.
Hercules is the name of the dog in the backyard. They're all afraid of him.
Fuck, dude. Throw me the first letter. What does it start with?
A T, technically. It's
The what?
S.
The Sandlot.
There you go.
Okay, all right. Jeez,
man. Do you know this guy's character name?
No, he's the kid with the glasses, guys. He was the kid in the swimming pool, and then he faked drowning so he can kiss the blonde chick.
Do you remember her name?
No, I don't.
Okay, so his name is Squints.
Okay, yeah, I remember now.
Her name was Wendy Peppercorn.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Not Peppercorn. I hate it when people are like, oh, Wendy Peppercorn. Like, no, it's Peppercorn with two F's, not two P's.
Peppercorn.
Get your shit together. Right. If you're a real fan of good movies, you
I'm obviously
know that
not.
Shit.
No, I do like old movies, but they really don't make movies like they used to.
It's a tank top from a company called Mosh It Up. You'll see them at a lot of like local shows, or actually, to be honest, I don't see them a lot at like hardcore shows or local shows. I only ever see them at big like festivals, and they sell their clothing. It's just like metal related stuff. So at the top it says The Breakdown with a giant exclamation point.
And the kid's smiling.
And he looks like super excited. Like
The Breakdown.
Yeah, so it's like The Breakdown is coming. You're like, fuck yes! Oh, like, okay. You just want to mosh it up.
Do they do kind of like parodies like that for
clothes? To be honest, dude, this is a really old shirt and I don't remember. I don't even know if they're even around anymore.
You know what? We're not supposed to be talking about the clothing brands on this clothing brand page. I'm just kidding, guys. We're not like that.
No. I got this back when... Do you remember when Blink 182 first came back? Like, before they made Neighborhoods?
I think it was like... the Angels and Airwaves project, was it?
So after... No. I'm saying after all that, when they decided to get back together and make three more albums, the first album was called Neighborhoods.
I think I gave up on them. No, I don't
know. Okay. Well, before they made a new record, they went on tour, and they played a show at a festival here, mm-hmm. and I went and saw them. And that's where I got the shirt. That's all. That's the only important part of that.
It wasn't at Warped Tour, right?
No.
This Warped Tour is garbage.
Dude, the last Warped Tour I went to was 2008.
And three people passed out from heat stroke. Why are you going to run fucking Warped Tour during the hottest time of the year in Arizona?
Yeah,
I don't understand
that. On fucking blacktop.
No one was enjoying the concert. They were all standing in front of the misters and away from the concert stage. I'm like, this is not going
to
last.
No, I mean, I would go midday to see some smaller bands that I really like. But for the most part, I stayed by the fire truck because that's what they just spray you with water all day. But then it was, you'd pretty much wait until the big bands went on stage around 7 o'clock.
But it's weird now because I haven't gone to one in years, but I'm saying is like when you get to a certain age, Warped Tour is kind of weird when you walk around. You're like,
dude, it's 2020. They haven't even had a Warped Tour in like 4 or 5 years.
I know, but I'm saying is like when I was going there and I felt like I'm what, 31 now? 32?
30? Are you 31?
30? Yeah, 32 this year.
Okay.
So, but anyway, like when I walk around there a few years ago, I was like, dude, it's like teeny boppers. I can't be around this.
Right.
This is fucking weird. So,
but when I was 18, it was really cool to walk around and see 18-year-old girls in bikinis all day.
Be like, what's up?
That was super rad.
Sounds like something Roddy would do. Where are we at on time?
I don't know.
Let's
check the old thingy. Yeah, you know, let's go ahead and fucking wrap it up.
Okay.
Let's call this one to a close.
Who are we going to name this one?
They're going to find out when they read it. How about that?
Okay. Well, fuck. Okay, guys. Fuck me.
Gosh. You know, you own your fucking, your little clothing line with your custom vest, and you think you're the king of the world. I'm here to tell you you're not. Okay?
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
Gosh. Now, guys, again, really appreciate it. I'm Rod. That's Matt. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this, go to the page and... like the picture we put up. That page is on Instagram at RRCC Podcast. And again, that email address to send any question, concerns, bitches, and complaints to RRCCPodcast@gmail.com.
Yep. And also, guys, make sure you follow the clothing page. You guys can see a little bit about what we do, the products we sell, everything about like that. We can post it at Rebel Reaper Clothing on Instagram. You can also check us out on, if you want to order a custom vest, all that kind of details, you know, everything through there. If you guys have any questions at all, we're trying to do this for the community. We're trying to bring people together. We're trying to get together with other really rad people.
We're just going to talk about the shit we know,
yep.
You know? It's that, like, today we talked about a t-shirt, some cool music, and... what else? What else do we talk about?
Yeah, but we're going to be talking about a lot of different things.
Oh, no, like, I know. But that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be a who's who or a fucking current event bullshit. It's going to be good times.
Yep.
We're talking about cool shit. So.
Yeah, so you guys are going to enjoy it. We appreciate you guys. You could be doing anything else in the world, but taking the time, you know, to be listening to this is really appreciated.
You could be anywhere else in the world.
Why are you making fun of me, man?
No, it's actually kind of cool. I like the sentiment.
Yeah, well, it's true, you know?
Yeah.
But seriously, we don't get paid for this, guys. We don't have sponsors. We don't do shout-outs and anything like that. So just take the time, subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you follow us on the social medias that we listed.
Most importantly, have a blessed day.
Yep.
All right, that's it. Later, guys.
Okay, bye.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to do a quick correction. The podcast Instagram is not what I said it was. I screwed up. It is at Rebel Reaper Podcast. All right. The Instagram is at Rebel Reaper Podcast. And if you want to send in any questions, concerns, comments, complaints, or bitches, or moans, you can send those to rrccpodcast@gmail.com. That is the official email address. If you want to send in anything at all for us to read on the air, let us know. Again, that is rrccpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, guys.